Rain or shine, it was a jam-packed day visiting farms and businesses around Morris, Minnesota. While the main focus was cattle, participants also learned about the diversity of agriculture in the area, such as dry edible beans at Bonanza Bean.
I enjoy the diversity in the stops, especially as a perennial attendee of this event. You know, it's fun to see what the other cattle operations are, too, but it's also fun to get out and see other things agriculture-related that are in the state. So it's nice to have that diversity where we can see what's going on.
That's Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association President Mike Landewitt, who ranches at Walnut Grove. The first of the tour stops featured a purebred seed stock cattle farm and a hoop barn designed to feed Holstein calves. At Chicago, Minnesota, the Blackwelder family operates County Line Dairy. 4 years ago, the family was faced with the decision to either upgrade the barn or get out of the business. Brent Blackwelder says the decision to install robotic milkers was easy.
Like all other farms, labor was a struggle. We needed 5 full-time employees besides my dad and myself, and we always had 4 good ones. It was that fifth guy that was an issue. So now we went from 5 employees down to 2, and the robotics are just, the cows are so much better. We just noticed when we toured barns how much calmer they were, and they've been extremely reliable, luckily, so far. So it's been a really good transition.
The 320 cows at County Line Dairy are milked by 6 robotic milkers, and an automatic feed pusher ensures the cattle have unlimited feed access.
A couple times a day we fetch the cows. Other than cleaning the barn with a skid loader we do yet, we don't need to be in the barn. The less time we spend in the barn, the better the cows do.
Other tour highlights included a purebred seed stock cattle farm, a monoslope barn setup, and a 4,000-head custom cattle feedlot. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.